Excellent. Well, as Anthony said, we know that many of you are new here to Hoboken Grace, and we're not here when the Home Initiative launched. And you've heard me say week after week, hey, make sure that you check out thehomeinitiative.com if you don't know what it is. But we wanted to take a second to be able to make sure all of us were on the same page with this, that you understood where it is that we're going, what it is that we're trying to accomplish, what we believe God is leading us into. And at the same time, I wanted to be able to give you an update as far as where we are. Now, we moved to the midpoint, and if you're part of our giving emails here at Hoboken Grace, you know that in terms of our giving, we are on track. It's been amazing to see what's happened over the course of the last year and a half. But I wanted to specifically talk to you about where we are in terms of space. Because one of the unique things about this journey for us is that we have been giving to this, even though we do not have an identified space. It's interesting, I'll talk to other pastors around the country about what we're trying to do, and they'll say, okay, well, what does the property look like? What does the space look like? And I'll say, well, we don't have one identified yet. And they'll say, what? Well, what? How are people giving to it if you don't even have it identified yet? How do you get people to do that? I don't think we'd ever be able to do that. I said, well, that's because our people are better than your people, clearly. But it's a huge testament to your faith, and it is celebrated almost every time I share it with another pastor. They're like, I can't believe your people are giving that way and with that kind of faith. It's amazing. I want to celebrate that about all of you as you've stepped into this. It really is incredible. And yet at the same time, I want to give you an update as far as where we are with space. We've been telling you throughout this journey that we're working behind the scenes and that we're pursuing this, and you've trusted us. So what I want to do is just kind of give you a little bit of information that will hopefully fuel that trust in us as far as where we think God is taking us and what this could look like. From the beginning, we said, and it's interesting because I went back and listened to those first few messages at the beginning of the Home Initiative. From the beginning, we said, it's probably not likely that we're going to find a space where all of us can be in the same space. We'll probably have to have 301 here and then another space in addition to that in order for this to work, because just understanding Hoboken. But then as we began to pursue space, it wasn't encouraging. Let's just put it that way. I remember the first time that we sat down with our broker, they laid out 60 properties for us that they had put together that we could look at. I don't think there were more than 10 that you could fit more than 40 people in. That's not encouraging. When you're looking at what we're trying to do, we were just flipping through pages. That will not work. That will not work. That's not even close. Why would you think that that would work? And one after another, after another, after another, we're like, okay, this is not the way that we wanted to begin this process. It doesn't look very hopeful. And then we began to find certain spaces and pursue certain spaces rather than waiting for them to come available. We were just walking into front doors and saying, hey, is your lease going to expire? Because we'd like to take it over. And we really did. We started to pursue these spaces throughout the city. Some of them you guys are familiar with or you've been in before. One of the first ones that we pursued was what used to be Battaglia's. Do you guys remember Battaglia's? And we pursued that space. It's uptown. It was going to be a little bit tricky. It wasn't really big enough, but maybe we could build out a balcony and make it work. We didn't really know. But then someone else came in and took that space and turned it into a daycare center, because we don't have any of those in our town. And these were the things that consistently ran through my mind during this process. Then we looked at the Verizon building, which is between Hoboken and Jersey City, and we were looking, maybe that's strategic for the future as that area gets built up. But there was actually a developer that came in and paid an absurd amount of money for this property. It was ridiculous. They're just kind of betting on that redevelopment of that area and that exploding. So they bought that out from under us. Then we were looking at smaller spaces and trying to get really creative. We were looking at the Molino Ironworks. You probably have seen this, even though you would not recognize it. It's just this collection of three buildings that were for sale right on this corner. We're like, could we build a church in a triangular shape? Like, could we do that? And how would this work, and trying to get creative with that. The Maxwell building was being built. The new one was being built down on the riverfront there, and we came in. They said, we've got tons of square footage that we set aside for mixed-use space. Would you guys come in and look at it? We're like, oh, that's great, great location, and complements 301 nicely. So we came in and looked at it, and they had a lot of space, but there was a column every 3 feet. It was column after column, and not just small columns, these giant columns. Turns out if you build really tall residential buildings, you need a lot of columns on the bottom. And they're like, you could definitely use this. I'm like, this would be the weirdest seating layout I've ever seen. It would just a maze of seats through this space. It would never work, and it definitely wouldn't work for the things that we dream of it working for. So that didn't work out. We were, you know, we were praying that Acme would shut down and wouldn't come back, but unfortunately they did, and some of you are very happy that they did. But we were searching out all of these different places. We were even looking above the gravity vault. There's like some office space up here that we were looking at. How many people could we get in there? Could that work? We looked at 770 houses. It was being built, but again, there's columns all through the bottom of that building. 5 Marine Plaza, we looked in there. Is it possible to take what would be used as office space? The ceilings aren't very high. How would that work in terms of sound and all that goes into that? We actually put an offer on the Jubilee Center. Some of you don't may or may not know this, Jubilee Center actually came for sale this past year, and we looked at it and said, there's no way we'd be able to use it on Sunday, so you're not going to be able to meet there. As a matter of fact, the whole building itself probably isn't that much bigger than this inside square here, but what we wanted to do is make sure that it maintained being a community space, and so we said, well, what if we do kind of the community service things that we want to do out of this space, and then we have another space that we have where we meet on the weekends, maybe that would work, and we pursued that, but we got outbid on this building by the city, and so our bid was rejected on that, and we started to look at another building, the Pogey Press building. Some of you are aware of that because it's across the street from the lawn. The lawn is literally like right here across 15th Street, and so we started talking to them, and this one looked really positive. It's a big, empty space, but it was going to be really limited. We were looking at like a 5-year lease, which wasn't ideal, and then maybe they were going to redevelop this building, so that got interesting, and then it really came down to the fact that they weren't really comfortable with us in the space, and the timeline wasn't really going to work out, so that didn't work out, and we pursued some of the new developers because we thought, well, if we can get to them before they build the building, maybe they won't put in as many columns. And we started talking to them, but that was not necessarily encouraging either because of the fact that it's just so expensive and we were looking at leases rather than purchases, and that it doesn't work to our advantage as far as long-term and what we want to do inside of our community long-term. And so we kept having these conversations, and a door would kind of open, and then it would close. It was, to be honest with you, it got to the point where it was just really frustrating. And every time we would have a conversation as a team about space, you'd identify something you didn't want to get your hopes up because the door would kind of open, then it would close, kind of open and close, and we're just scouring through our city trying to figure out where in the world could we go. You guys can see the lawn right down here. Trying to figure out what could this look like, and God, where do you want for us to settle? What does home look like, and do we need to get more creative? Is it just going to be really expensive in terms of lease? And doors would open, close, and until a couple months ago, a door opened that we never expected, a door that we did not see coming, but God did something really amazing, and we have now actually walked through that door because God has made it possible for us as a church to be able to open this door. So we are currently under contract to purchase the building that used to be Bowtie Cinemas. I had a conversation with someone yesterday. They said, oh, you're buying a theater? I said, no. We're buying the whole building, the entire space. And the theater, I know some of you are like, oh, the theater. I love the theater. We love the theater too, but the theater left a while ago and the theater was not coming back. The building's not actually owned by the theater. It's owned by a developer, and they had leased the theater, and the theater made it very clear they were not coming back. They began to look for other people to use the space. They began to pursue other options as far as the space, and could this be turned into residential? What could that look like? And in that process, we began this conversation with them in a real God way, that we were connected to them, and we began to share with them what it is that we wanted to do with the space. And the more that we had that conversation, the more excited they became about seeing this continue to be a space through which the community is loved and impacted. Now, this is something we could only have dreamed of, because when you look at this space, this is 25,000 square feet. And the way that it's laid out, the other thing is sometimes I'll talk to people about the fact that it's a theater and they'll say to me, oh, I don't know how usable a theater is for us. I mean, we talk about it being a space that's flexible, but how flexible is a theater? One of the things that was really important for us early on is that we found out that even though the seats are built on an angle, the floors are poured flat, which means the seats are all just built on risers. It gives us the ability to really easily and really cost-effectively come in and flatten these theaters, which makes them far more usable. You understand this space is more usable than a theater setup, because now it doesn't just have to be a speaking engagement. Now you can use tables, you can get really creative with that space. And so we're gonna be able to come in and take those risers out to be able to flatten those floors to make it really usable for us, for the other nonprofits in the city, for all of these different things that we've been dreaming of for so long. And our dream as we come into it, our architect's working on the plans now, and so we'll be able to share better drawings of this with you as we move forward. But our dream is that to be able to build out our lobby here, to be able to create great connection space, a lot of what we've experienced in the hallways. Some of you know the best part of being a part of Hoboken Grace and the best part of Sunday morning is the conversations that you have out in the hallway. It's not actually what happens in here. I'm not offended by that. I love that. We're a family. It's about more than Sunday, right? We've said that forever. And so we want to build out a beautiful lobby here for people to be able to connect as they're coming into the space. If you turn right and you move into this theater, this is going to be our clubhouse space. So we're going to build this out in small classroom space for us to be able to use on the weekends, but then also for our other partners to be able to use throughout the week for smaller meetings, interviews, training sessions, things like that inside of this theater space. If you turn left inside of this theater, we're going to again flatten this, and then we're going to do something a little bit unique, because it turns out, I don't know if you know this or not, but it turns out we own a tremendous amount of turf. A tremendous amount of turf. And so what we're going to do inside of this space, we're going to keep the theater, we're going to keep the movie set up, but we're going to flatten this and we're going to turf it. And we're going to bring in our couches and all that, and we're going to create the best junior high, senior high clubhouse space you could possibly imagine. And again, this isn't just for us to be able to use it. I was in a conversation this past week with a youth organization that's coming up inside of our city, and they're talking about their need for space, specifically creative space. And we're like, man, this is going to be so good for you. You're going to be able to utilize this in so many different ways. And so that's what we want to do with this downstairs auditorium here. And then as you move to the second floor, we're going to take the smaller auditoriums and turn this whole half of the building into our larger auditorium. And this is where we'll be able to have the concerts and be able to have the receptions and for us to be able to come together on Sundays. But then also for our nonprofit partners, it's been so exciting to talk to them, because I'll talk to them about this space and they're like, man, every time we do a fundraiser, we have to leave our city. Every time. I mean, think about the fundraisers that most of you have gone to. You have to leave the city in order to be able to experience that. And okay, now this is going to be available right here. This is going to be a space that's going to be free for them to be able to use. and for us to be able to use to impact people and share the message of Jesus. And then on this side, when you look at the 200, this is like a 256 seat auditorium or theater here on this side. This side we're actually going to keep as a movie theater. So this will actually be set up exactly the way it is. We'll keep the movie theater seats in there. If this space were to get full, it would work as an overflow space or an alternative space. Some of you may show up on Sundays and you're like, you know what, I'd rather just watch from the leather seats rather than the metal seats. So I'm going to go over there and I'm going to watch from there. But we're going to keep this as a movie theater because, again, it offers so much, so many possibilities, not just for us in terms of connection events, and to be able to have like a Friday night movie night where you can invite your friends, be a part of that, or even for our partners to be able to have, for them to be able to have fundraisers and utilize this setting, or even in leadership, if you're having a leadership development conference, this is a really great setting for that, really comfortable setting for that. And so we would look to keep this side as a movie theater. And then you have these mezzanines built out where we're able to bring in excellent storage and office space. It will actually more than double our storage and office space as we move into that space, which is exciting as well, because one of the things we've always dreamt of is to have a nonprofit incubator here inside of Hoboken. So rather than nonprofits being in little closets all over our city, for them to be able to have space where they can work collaboratively and almost like a WeWork for nonprofits, if you will. And so for us to be able to build that out as you're looking at that, at those mezzanines, and as you're looking at that office space. And so as you look at it, it's amazing what God's done, because I was walking through the space with our architect the other day, one of the best architects in the city, and I was walking him through it and explaining what it is that we've been dreaming of and what we believe God's calling us to do and how we want to use the space. And he just kept saying over and over again, we'd walk into a new space and I'd tell him about it. He just kept saying, wow, wow. And we finally, we got to the roof and I was explaining to him again, kind of the dream. And he looked at me, he said, wow. And then he reached out and he grabbed my arm. He said, Chris, I just want you to understand something. I almost never say the word wow. I mean, he's built most of the buildings and designed most of the buildings that you see around town. He's built some phenomenal things. And he's like, there's two things that are amazing. One is what you're trying to do with the space. And then two, you couldn't have possibly built the space better for what it is that you want to be able to do. It's unbelievable how the two work hand in hand. And he's so excited about taking on the project and moving through this with us. It really is phenomenal what God has done and what this makes possible. Now, before we move any further, what I want to do is I want to invite two of our leaders to the stage. So I want to invite Anthony and Anna, if they were to join me on stage. Because before we go any further, I want to take a second and just thank the one who's made this possible. Because we all know we didn't do this. We all know that he is the one who has been and is driving this, for this to become a reality. And so I'm going to ask them to come and just thank him for what he's done.
Absolutely. Anthony. Will you guys pray with me? Oh, I was struck this morning, God, as I was reading through one of the Psalms, and it talks about entering into your presence with thanksgiving and praise. And we know you're here, and we know you're with us. And yet, when I read that this morning, and I knew what we were going to be discussing, I couldn't help but think about entering into today and entering into this conversation with thanksgiving and praise. Because I can't think of a better way to come to you with this and just to see how you've been working. Even before Chris and Anna, even before Hoboken Grace was an idea, you were working on this. And we think about where you've taken us, and we think about where we are. The excitement wells up inside of me because I can't help but think of how you're already working and how you already know where you're going to be taking us. and the impact and the generational impact that this will have of being able to have a place for not only people to call home, but a place where people can experience you and a place where we can love this community that you've given us, that you've been so intentional about loving, and that we get to partner with you to be able to do that. I can't help but enter into your presence, and I hope we will enter into your presence with thanksgiving and praise and continue to trust you along this process. So thank you. You're the only one that could have made this possible. And it's in your Son's name we give you thanks and we praise your name.
Father, we thank you so much for just the way that you provide, for the way that you are constantly showing us that you are with us. And Father, I am most thankful for the fact that you have this ability to take faith that's just so small, and you do amazing things with it, Father. I know that 14 years ago, I had no idea how you were going to turn a team of 5 into a church of 50, and then 100, and on, Father. But you have taken every ounce of sacrifice and every ounce of giving and service that has been poured out, and you have done something incredible here. Father, I thank you for every person that's walked through these doors that has decided that they will be a part of what you are doing in our city. It is because of what you've done in their hearts that they serve, that they give, that they sacrifice so that we can love our city. Father, thank you for choosing to work through us. We don't deserve it. We're not that great. It's just your goodness. It's your mercy that has allowed us to be here today. Thank you, Father, for the way that you provide. Thank you for being so good. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I know as we walk through this, there's going to be a lot of questions. And following the service, our elders and our team will be down here in the front. If you have questions that you'd like to ask, they'd love to be able to answer those and be available for those. There's a couple of them that I'll address right away before we move forward, because one of the first questions I get is, when are we going to move in? 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 I unfortunately was talking to my wife about this in front of my son, Cale, about a month ago. And every day he's been asking, okay, today we go to the theater? Today we go to the theater? Today? That's going to continue for a long time, because it's going to take a while. As I said, we're in contract right now. If you've ever purchased something, you know that that doesn't mean that it's over. That doesn't mean that it's finalized. There's a whole process to this. And so right now we are in the process of zoning with the city and working through that process with the city. The area is zoned for nonprofit for a community center space, but there's a few things that we have to move through there, and so be praying about that. And at the same time, we're moving through the financial side of it and the financing process as well. So those are the two things that are moving forward. Everything is really exciting as we've been engaging that, but it's going to take a little while. And so what I've been telling people is this. It will take a miracle of God for us to be in this space by Easter, okay? That's what I'm praying for. That's what I'm hoping for, but it will take a miracle of God. Now, I also said at the beginning of this that it would take a miracle of God for us to find a space where we could all be together. Some of you are asking, well, what about 301? What's going to happen inside of this space? And from the beginning, we said it's probably going to be multi-site, no way we're going to find a space that's big enough for all of us to be together. This is big enough for all of us to be together. So as we move forward, so So as we move forward, I actually sat down this week and met with the CEO of Hopes. It was kind of an interesting meeting. We've been meeting together since 2008. We have had an incredible relationship, an incredible partnership. And we sat down, and for both of us, it was a little sad, and she was really excited for us. I mean, they've cheered for us. They've been behind us through this whole thing. But it was also a little bit bittersweet for both of us as we realized, okay, we've been working together for a long time now. And the reality is, even as we talked through that, and I was explaining the space to her, I was like, you know that we want you to be in this space as well. And they're one of our nonprofit partners that's going to be able to utilize that space as well. It's not the end of our journey with them or in any way our partnership with them. We love Hopes. We've always loved that our rent goes to finance programs that are impacting the city. We love that about being in this space. But as we move forward, this opportunity does give us the opportunity to be in one location, which I know right now, I know what's happening in your heads. Some of you live on 12th Street and you're saying, yes. Because you have been walking a long ways for a long time to get here on Sunday morning. And then some of you live on 2nd Street and you're saying, no. Talk to the people on 12th Street. It's not as bad as you think. And they've been doing it for a long time. And so we realize that you know, there's going to be some of that as we move through this as well. But we're, again, really excited to be able to have everybody in one space. And then one of the other questions that I've been getting a lot of is, who can use this space? Hopefully you've seen as we've walked through this presentation, this is a space that we want to be open 7 days a week. And obviously the core functions of Hoboken Grace and what we do will take precedent in that. But we want our nonprofit partners, we want our community partners to be in that space, utilizing that space. We want, when there's political debates, we want them to take place in that space. We want to be able to host those things. We welcome that. We've said from the beginning, it used to be that church was the center. It was the hub of the community. We want for this to be that type of space for our city. And so even now we're beginning to talk to our partners about how they can utilize that and take advantage of that space. The teens in our city are the forgotten people. I'm telling you, there's nothing in our city for the teens. We want programming in that building for our teens all week long. And one of the things that is exciting, because we were looking at the lawn, for those of you who don't know, our middle school group's been meeting at the lawn now for several months, and that space, we're going to lose the lawn in October because they're actually going to build on that space. They've allowed us to use it up until that point, but we're going to lose it, and we said, well, where are we going to go with our teens when that happens? And so to see this open up and to realize we may have a little bit of a gap there, but it's not going to be very long before we're able to keep impacting them and loving them with this space. And so that's our dream. It's been our dream from the beginning. We're not looking to build a church building. It's not a tool. It's not a temple. It's a tool. It's a tool for us to be able to love our community even better. And like I said, afterwards, our team will be down here. We'd love to be able to answer any other questions that you have. But I want to address right now what you can do. Because some of you I know are sitting here saying, okay, what can I do? I had a conversation with someone a couple months ago about this, and they were part of the planning process, and they have constantly been asking me, what can I do? Because we want to get in there, we want to get going. And there are a couple of things that you can do. So the first one is this. Some of you are not part of the Home Initiative. And you've been hearing us talk about this, and some of you are not part of it because of the fact that you didn't know what was going on. Some of you are not part of it because you didn't believe God could do this. And one of the things that I'm really excited about is that as we move through this, I want this to not just be something that opens the doors to a space, but hopefully opens the doors of your heart to who God is and what God can do. And the reality, I hope that this challenges every one of our faith, that we look at this and say, oh my gosh, he's bigger than I thought. Oh my gosh, he could do more than I thought. Oh my God, how, God, you're even better than I thought you were, and I thought you were really great. I want for this to be something that opens the doors to our heart in terms of our faith. And so I hope for some of you that for the first time, you'll make a commitment to the Home Initiative. And if you go on the app and click on the Home Initiative, you'll see that top option there is that commitment. But this is about more than just a written commitment. I'm talking about a commitment of the heart, a commitment that says, no, I want to be part of what God's doing. And I haven't been able to tell you this for the past month, but if you go back and listen to the beginning of those conversations, I have been saying over and over again, be part of the Home Initiative. You're not going to want to miss what God's doing. You're not going to want to miss what God's doing. Here's what I don't want for you. I don't want for you, on the day that we open those doors, to be someone who's watching the story. I want for you to be part of the story. Don't just be someone who's watching the story. Be part of that story. How does God want for you to be part of what he's doing in this community? How can you give to that? And whether that's a commitment that you write down or whether that's a commitment in your heart between you and him to say, no, I'm going to be generous because look at how God is being generous to our community and to our church family. I'm going to be generous in this. For others of you, you're part of the Home Initiative. And you've decided in your commitment that you're going to give from stored resources, or maybe you thought about it in the past, and now you're seeing this, and you're like, okay, is this the time? This is now the time to give from those stored resources, because it allows us to be able to plan really well as far as the build-out of the space and the remodeling that we're going to have to do inside of that space. As I said, it's very cost-efficient. But if you can give from those stored resources, now I'm not saying to you, okay, I'm going to give the rest of what I committed to the Home Initiative right now and then not give again till the end of it. No, I don't need you to do that. Don't do that, okay? We need you to continue with your faithful and consistent giving. But for those who have said, I'm going to give from stored resources, or for those who've thought about it, now is the time to do that. And I know some of you have been holding back because you've said to yourself, you said, I don't know if this is really going to happen. I don't know if this can actually happen. God's shown that it can. And so now is the time to give to that. For others of you, it's to be faithful in that Home Initiative and the commitment that you've made. Maybe you've fallen behind. It's time to catch up inside of that commitment and faithfully give to what it is that God is doing. And then the last thing that I'll say is this, and this is really, 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 really important. And we started doing this about 2 months ago. Do you remember about 2 months ago we said, okay, we're going back to that Home Initiative prayer. We're going back to that prayer initiative, and we're going to have the tents that will be on our table and our counter to remind us that we're praying about this. We've been coming together on Wednesday mornings at 7 o'clock in the park over here to pray for this. We started that about 2 months ago. This is the most important thing. Listen to me. You need to be praying. We need to be praying. Because I can tell you right now, we're really excited about this. You know who's not really excited about this? The enemy. He does not want this to happen. I guarantee you that. We need to be praying. Be praying about how things move forward with the city and that it's effective and efficient for us to be able to get the approvals that we need. Be praying for our family as we move through this, that we can move through this with unity and love each other well, that we can love our city well through this as we move through the next few months. But we need to be praying constantly over and over again throughout our day, throughout our week. Be praying. Be praying for God to lead and guide us through this process as he opens these doors. So with that being said, will you pray with me? Father, we are so incredibly excited about what it is that you're doing. The opportunity that you have opened here, the door that you have opened. Father, we never thought that this could be possible. And so, Father, we come to you with gratitude. We come to you overwhelmed. And, Father, we come to you knowing that the battle's not over. And so, Father, we ask for you to fight for us in this. Father, we ask for you to protect us in this as we move through this. Father, we continue to pray for you to use us in whatever way that you would to help people find their home in you.
for help to help our community to realize just how great you are. I pray that this would once again challenge our faith. And even now, I know that before you do something through us, you're continuing to do something in us. What an amazing storyteller you are. Father, we pray that you would use us to allow our city, to allow our community to see that, to experience that, to know what it is to have that kind of Father. In Jesus' name.